Hello?
Hey Trevor, this is Sam. How are you?
I'm doing alright, Sam. How are you?
I'm okay. Is this a good time to talk to you?
Yep, I can talk with you.
Alright, I believe you got my email. I just sent it to you.
I will, haven't seen it yet. Give me a second, let me get in the car and I will take a look at it. Just bear with me one moment. All right, I've got your email.
By the way, actually, you were asking about the account manager that could stop your social media, right? On Instagram or Facebook, you are willing to create your shop page there, right? Are you willing
to? I was trying to do something, and basically, I guess when they set up the page, they set up a business account that the page is tied to. I just don't have access to that business account.
Okay.
I have access to the page, but the overall, like, business media suite that Facebook has, I don't have access to that.
Okay. Actually, let me explain you a little thing about that, right? Actually, to create a shop on the Instagram or on the Facebook, right, it has a proper channel to create a shop on it. So your Facebook and Instagram shop has been connected with the website. So, and the Facebook and Instagram give the chance only one time to create a shop to fetch the complete things. And once you connect to Facebook and Instagram with the website, so whatever the activity will be performed on the website, let's say you will add any new product or will you change some information, description or price on the website, so it will be changed automatically on the Facebook and Instagram thing. And the Instagram and Facebook, if you don't one time access, like one time, like you can only create a shop on the Instagram or Facebook only one time. If anything will be mishap with that, so they will not give you any another chance to create a shop on the pages, right?
Okay.
That's the thing. So as I mentioned to you, I will connect you to social things, social media stuff. So even the social media department also is taking care of it. So I will connect you with Jay, so he will explain you about this thing. Okay.
Okay. Not a problem.
Thank you very much for staying on the line, Trevor. This is Chase. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you doing, Chase?
I am great. Thank you very much. Just feeling a little bit down, having cough and flu. I think the weather is kind of changing, so that's why there's a side effect for that.
Yeah, it's going around pretty bad here, too. It's my best friend's kid's got it. He got it. The wife got it. It's been running around all over the place out here.
Right. And even though, like, you know, like last week was full of weekends and holidays, so people were getting together with each other, and now everyone is basically having some of the symptoms from each other. But anyways, I'm pretty sure...
Well, hopefully you're past the worst of it.
Yeah. Just hoping for the best, and I hope for the same for you as well. So Sam actually came to me, and he told me that you would like to have two shops created. One would be for the Facebook, and one would be for the Instagram, by which the customers could basically see your account not as a personal profile, but as a business profile in which they can shop directly through your Instagram or Facebook accounts, right?
Correct. So I was looking through, WooCommerce has a plugin that connects it. What I was asking Sam for is, I believe when the page was created, it was set up under a business profile on Facebook, and I just don't have access to that business profile.
So over here, you just need the access, or you want the account to be created, like the shop, because the shop thing is something that would be created only for once, and once it's been done, then only the customers can basically buy the products directly from Facebook, from Instagram as well. We can surely go in and we can give you the access for the backend as well. So by that way, if you would like to make any changes, you can do that. But actually, we did have a discussion with the social media team who's basically working on the marketing part of yours. They're saying that if they're basically being given the chance to go ahead and create the shop page, then that'll be better because it will just be one chance. So if you do it and if anything went wrong, then we have to delete the pages and create the pages again one more time.
I understand that. I mean, as long as I'm not having to pay for anything else, they're more than welcome to do it. If it's going to cost anything, I'll just do it myself.
No. That's totally fine. That is something which we're simply going to take care for us. However, I was just basically confirming that if you give us the authorization for that to do it by ourselves so that we can show that to you.
Yeah, that's perfectly fine. If y'all want to take care of it, I'm more than happy to let you. I didn't want to incur another call.
Perfect. I just wanted to confirm about it. So that's it. So I'll just go ahead and I'll basically tell them that we have the approval so that we can go in and we can create the shop page for you on Instagram and on Facebook, and then we'll go from there, okay?
All right, and then just so I can get, once they're done, if I can get access to
Sure, sure. Surely you'll get it. Okay.
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.